The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Sleeps, where I, your host, DJ Papaya, will explore the world of sleep and a condition called insomnia, where each episode will be dedicated to exploring the vitality of sleep and deprivations of depriving yourself of it, alongside the implications that insomnia entails. Why is sleep so important? This is something that maybe at one point or another you have pondered upon. Aside from our parents telling us that sleep is important when we were little and teachers telling us to get good rest before an exam, warning and suggestions that if you're anything like me, you've ignored more than once. I think better understanding just how invaluable sleep really is will not only deepen our understanding, but give us something else to consider next time we lay our heads on a pillow to rest. Our bodies regulate sleep in the same way that they regulate eating, drinking, breathing, and anything else you can think of. According to research done by Harvard Sleep Medicine, these correlations with other systems our bodies regulate suggest that sleep serves a similar critical role in our health and well-being. Rather, an important pillar that sleep upholds is our cognitive functions. Sleep supports essential brain processes like memory consolidation. This is where the brain consolidates memories, organizing and storing new information for long-term retention. This could be material you were studying for an exam, that if you do not receive adequate sleep, it won't matter how late you stayed up or how many hours you spent studying, because your brain will not be able to retain and rest everything that you've just studied. If your brain can't rest, you won't be able to remember, which is something I feel we can all relate to. There has been a time in our lives where we could just not seem to remember a thing, place, person, even if we could just the night before. And this is because of our inadequate sleep. Another pillar that rests on sleep is our emotional regulation. Sleep plays a tremendous role in emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is valuable as it helps us individuals to manage our emotions, make sound decisions, and maintain a stable mood. Sleep plays the supporting role by allowing the brain to process emotional memories, things like grief and happiness, and balance the activity of the brain regions like the prefrontal cortex, and regulate stress hormones. Other hormones that are helped to remain in balance by sleep is melatonin, insulin, and growth hormones. Your mood, stress levels, and appetite can all be attributed to the amount of sleep you're getting each night. You can think back to a time where you felt cathartic or like anything and everything was making you mad. You just wanted to scream. Next time you feel this way, maybe consider taking a nap. The way that you were feeling was because although you subconsciously weren't tired maybe or even felt like your body needed to rest, your body itself did. During sleep, the brain processes new information and strengthens memories and forms new connections to support learning and recall. We can attribute so many things to sleep, like our persona day-to-day, our physical health, our mental health, our ability to remember. Some physical health attributes of sleep are promoting cell repair and tissue growth, regulating hormones like metabolism and immune function, our ability to metabolize what we eat, and our ability to be resilient among bacteria. It reduces the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. the way that sleep aids mental health is it consolidates the memories, which improves learning, as we talked about earlier. It enhances your cognitive function, including attention and focus and problem solving, your ability to see through a problem, see past it rather than dwell. It regulates mood and reduces stress levels. Emotional well-being is promoted by stabilizing and promoting resilience that improves social interactions and interpersonal relationships. Though it might be repetitive, sleep is vital to various aspects of our well-being, like physical health. It enables vital restorative processes, like strengthening the immune system, to be able to be resilient against bacteria, and regulating hormones, like we mentioned, metabolism and appetite. Consistent quality sleep helps maintain heart health. It controls blood sugar, repairs tissues, and supports a healthy body weight. As during sleep, the body repairs tissues, it builds muscle, and heals from daily stresses. Another thing to consider is, if you go to the gym and you work out, well, all that muscle that you're building cannot actually be built without quality sleep, as your muscles don't have enough time to rest. Immune system is another attribute of sleep, as adequate sleep boosts the immune system, helping the body fight off germs and infections, as mentioned. Hormone balance that helps regulate key hormones, growth and development, especially in children and teens. Sleep triggers the release of hormones like growth hormones, essential for physical development, like getting taller. And heart health is a very important attribute of sleep, as it helps repair the heart and blood vessels, reducing the risk of cardiovascular problems. Sleep is truly one of the most overlooked aspects of our day-to-day life. I think that as humans, we don't really consider everything that goes into our physical, mental well-being, and sleep is something that we often put on the chopping block when it comes to negotiating how much time we are willing to put into one thing or another. As for me and my experience, there has been various occasions where I have chosen something over sleep without truly acknowledging how vital it is to keeping my body functioning correctly, keeping my mind functioning correctly, and my mental health, as sleep plays a vital role in mental well-being. Studies have shown that sleep deficiency or deprivation have been linked to depression, suicide, and risk-taking behaviors. As we have already established, without adequate sleep, you are not able to think correctly. You are not able to properly think through problem-solving or decision-making. You are very rash and almost cathartic when you do not receive enough sleep, which is why it is so vital to truly understand how much of an impact it makes in our lives. That it is also time to move away from the notion that sleep is something that we can make up for. There is no such thing as making up for sleep the next day. I think that it is very important that we make adequate time for sleep in our lives every single day. As yes, it affects our cognitive well-being, but focusing more on our physical well-being, it has been linked to things such as chronic illnesses like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, which can also lead to strokes, and it has also been linked to weight gain, which is something that can severely affect the mental health of a person as well. But more than that, I think that sleep is a form of self-care, and it is something that we know at least one person in our lives, whether that be us or not, that is not putting sleep first. And to be a good student, to be a good friend, parent, teacher, we must be able to take care of ourselves first. So I think that it is valuable to move away from the notion that sleep should come last on our to-do list every day. Leading with the notion that sleep should not be something that we feel we must give up in order to do something else, and sleep should not be the last thing on our priority or to-do list, I think it is also important to acknowledge what lack of sleep can do to a person. So let's lead with the question, how long before lack of sleep actually kills? While there is no exact limit for how long a human can go without sleep before dying, there are severe health consequences that begin promptly just a few days after. The body will eventually force itself to sleep. This is often through brief microsleeps. This could be falling asleep at your desk, falling asleep on the toilet, falling asleep for a few minutes while you were scrolling on TikTok. And this is to prevent fatal consequences. While there is no record or recorded even deaths that are directly due to sleep deprivation, it is a significant risk factor for chronic illnesses like heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and can lead to accidents that cause death. There are three stages that are recorded of sleep deprivation. After 24 hours, you may experience drowsiness, irritability, poor concentration, and impaired judgment. After 3 to 4 days, symptoms worsen. This includes hallucinations, delusions, paranoia, and psychosis. After 11 or more days, the longest documented period without sleep in a monitored experiment is about 11 days. After this, it is highly likely that microsleeps will occur without conscious awareness. However, there are dangers of prolonged sleep deprivation. Cognitive impairment, which reduces the ability to think, poor decision-making, and short-term memory loss. Mental health, as we discussed, it increases paranoia, irritability, and symptoms similar to early psychosis. Physical health, it weakens your immune system. It increases your risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, strokes, and diabetes. Accidents. Impaired coordination and slower reaction times increase the risks of accidents, like falling asleep at the wheel or getting into a car wreck, which is why the body responds in microsleeps, brief involuntary episodes of sleep that occur without you realizing it. For sleep, the body may even eventually shut down to ensure sleep, even in extreme cases of sleep deprivation. An important consideration is fatal familial insomnia. This is a rare genetic brain disease that leads to complete insomnia, dementia, and ultimately death, but is not directly or solely caused by sleep deprivation alone. Although we will touch on insomnia in later episodes, I thought it was important to mention in today's episode is although lack of sleep does not solely contribute to insomnia, it does play a part. Another question to consider alongside how long until lack of sleep kills is when to seek emergency care and when sleep deprivation is considered an emergency. Sleep deprivation becomes an emergency when it results in or is accompanied by symptoms like losing touch with reality, hallucinations, severe mood changes leading to dangerous thoughts, whether these be suicidal or homicidal, or worsening medical issues such as breathing problems while sleeping. You should contact emergency services if sleep deprivation is causing psychotic symptoms like having delusions, dangerous thoughts, which is exhibiting mood shifts, agitation, or thoughts of harming oneself or others, and breathing issues at night, or signs of serious sleep disorder like obstructive sleep apnea. These are signs of severe sleep deprivation, hallucinations, severe confusion, microsleeps, or severe cognitive impairment. If you or a loved one is experiencing one of these symptoms, please seek immediate medical attention by calling 911 or going to an emergency room. Sleep is not something that we should be okay with sacrificing in our day-to-day lives. Although at times it is difficult to make time for adequate sleep, we should make it a priority to keep oneself and one's health at the top of our priority list. As you cannot be a good student, a good teacher, a good parent, or just about anything else without adequate sleep and taking care of your needs. Thank you.